Just a thought. We are living in a time when all hands have to be on deck. We have to be prepared and ready to fight against forces seeking to return us to a time when America was not for everyone. We must speak for ourselves while delivering a clear message to the world. No longer can we focus on just our own individual success. Those of us that have found or created a path must use every vehicle available to us to help others see the light. We must inspire those who are lost and demoralized. We must find a way to speak to each other while expressing our own opinions. People of color must use the internet to expand our reach beyond our communities and find solutions to the issues that plague our neighborhoods. Thoughts, Love, and Reflections need you to schedule some time to share your opinions on live radio. My show wants you to carry your message beyond just a few city blocks. We want you to know that your personal issues and economic concerns and life beliefs are important to the world. I am the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflections, James C. Deshaies, and we want you to be a part of this new movement. We want you to be ready and prepared to share your opinions with everyone throughout our hour and a half long show, 7 days a week. Please call into the show every day, 657-383-0309, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Your voice needs to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. We must raise sand in a way that serves notice. A movement is coming. White America will share the bounty that is created from the investment of the past, present, and future from this day forth. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshaies.com, and I look forward to you calling into the show every day.
USI never had it so good. 101.1 radio, the best R&B and hip hop music. The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday. Talk radio with the best host in the business. Sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper. Never had it so good radio now on 101.1, and it's 24/7, the world's best radio station.
This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. As always, you know I'm glad to be here and here be given the opportunity to share my thoughts with you as we listen to the opinions of others, that we bring up issues that are important to us today and in the future. We'll take a short break as we wait for others to get called in, and then we want to jump into some of the things that are important to us as we go about our day.
You looked inside my fantasies and made each one come true. Something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again. I know I'll never love this way. For yesterday, I won't turn my head in sorrow. If you should go away, I'll stand here and remember just how good it's been. And I know I'll never love this way again.
Yourself when you are researching and looking for stories to share, and you know when you're inclined to always want to get involved in stories where they really heat you up and want to make you grow angry and just lash out. But at the same time, you know that you need to look for stories that inspire you to greatness, that inspire you to go beyond your normal daily routine and do things that set you apart from others. And today I want to share a story with you about a man. You know, this is Black History Month, and so often we get caught up in the history of great heroes and sheroes and people who did such great things that everybody remember them, but we don't remember those who quietly sat about making a difference in people's lives in a magnificent way. And so I want to spend the first part of our show today. I'm not sure how long it'll take, but hopefully we'll get to two stories, but if not, we'll save one for another story. But this particular story, I believe, deserves our attention. And we need to learn how to bottle what this person did and was able to accomplish, and so we can share it with others. You know, when Barack Obama became president, I said, we finally got an opportunity to tell the truth. Because so often, you know, we were telling young black males and females, you can be anything you want. But there was that little doubt about an African-American person becoming president. Now that we've done it, when we say that, we can really believe it a lot more than we used to. So we now know that it is possible to do anything that you want when you're willing to make the sacrifices that it takes to do it and not hold back. So I'm going to share this story with you about a man named Mr. Sooner. And this man was from Louisiana. And He was a janitor. And a lot of times in life, you know, we respect and appreciate the work that certain people do for us, knowing that it's not the kind of work we want to do for ourselves. And they bring something to the table that we know that has to be done, or we couldn't conduct the serious business that we have to do in our lives. So we appreciate those who are willing to clean and keep our environments in order so that we can go about our business doing what we call important work. Well, I want you out there in the sound of my voice, I want you to Google Mr. Sooner, because Mr. Sooner's important work went beyond just being a janitor. And he was open enough to be encouraged by other people that were around him so that he maximized his ability. Mr. Sooner was a janitor at an elementary school, and there was a principal at that school who was so encouraged by the work that Mr. Sooner did that one day he told Mr. Sooner, you know, you need to, I'd like to see you, I'd rather see you grading papers than mopping the floor. And at the age of 39 or thereabouts, Mr. Sooner went back to school in order to become a teacher. And he graduated from college and started teaching at a late age. But Mr. Sooner didn't stop there. After getting his bachelor's degree, he continued to get his master's, and now Mr. Sooner is a principal. Mr. Sooner went from the janitor at his elementary school that he worked and was proud to work there to being the man in charge of that same elementary school. And that story needs to be told to everybody, because those are the kind of stories that encourages and inspire people to greatness. So I just want to talk today about how we get these stories out, share them with our young people, help them to understand that who they are and where they are has nothing to do with where they can be if they'll be willing to put forth the effort. And stories like Mr. Sooner's are so important for us to tell and yell from the rooftops so that people who have excuses about where they are can know that, hey, there is no excuse. He could have so easily accepted his faith in life and denied the children at his school the inspiration that he brings to the table. And we have to be aware that we have to learn how to encourage our kids, how to tell the stories that need to be told, so that these people's stories can get out there and inspire kids to greatness. I know I'm inspired. You know, the fact that this man went from a janitor to a principal, and it shares with me that there is no reason why I can't reach my dream if he was willing to start so far back and obtain the things that he has. So at the age of 56, I got a lot to do. And we all have a lot to do, and we need to be inspired by people like Mr. Sooner, who just decided that, hey, being a janitor was not enough, and that he was going to exploit the system in a way that was going to make life better, not only for himself, but everybody around him. And I just find that amazing. Dee, what is your thoughts today on, as we're celebrating Black History, here's an African-American man who went from being a janitor to being the principal of the same school he worked at as a janitor.
Well, they just go to show you that if you have the desire and the willingness to do, you can be most anything set your heart and your mind to do. When you open up your monologue this evening, you spoke about President, still our President, President Obama. And my mother, which was a member of the NAACP, she did not get a chance to see him get to be president. In fact, she died a couple of years before he announced that he was going to run. So my mother, I can feel comfortable in saying that she didn't even know who Barack Obama was. And lo and behold, he became our 44th president. But you know, it just goes to show that that we have to encourage, and I think we have to spend a lot of time encouraging our kids and our young folks to step outside the box and be outside the norm. You know, the norm is so easily portrayed as to be nothing. And a lot of people who's trying to encourage people not to do anything, they actually have a tendency to go on and be something themselves. In doing so, they eliminate the competition or the spotlight being shined on somebody else. So I think it's imperative that we spend a lot of time encouraging, encouraging ourselves just to stay focused. And this day,
well, one
time,
thing for sure,
mm-hmm.
one thing for sure is the starting line has nothing to do with the finish line.
Absolutely.
You know, the starting line has nothing to do with the finish line, and we need to stop making excuses for where we start, and so that has something to do with where we finish.
Well,
and
I want to tell you,
we can't give our children excuses either. I'm saying to you, here's a man who probably earned less than $15,000 a year during the time he was a janitor, and did not challenge himself much prior to deciding to go to be a teacher, and then got his BS degree and decided that he wanted his master's. And to go from the janitor, which would be possibly the least or the lowest career job on a school campus, to the highest career job on a school campus, it's just leaps and bounds. And so, therefore, we need to recognize and understand that all things are possible.
Well,
if we were to put in the work.
Mm-hmm. Let me throw in real quick that that's the whole idea. And we have to get to an understanding that life is in itself is a journey. And we have the capability, God Almighty has given us the capability to rewrite our script, to rewrite our ending. So, you know, and knowing that, you know, you can be who you are presently, but if you don't like the way things are turning out for you or working out for you right now, you can rewrite the ending. And so I think that's what the person that you're speaking of, he's realized that, you know, life is like a play on a stage. And so you can always rewrite the ending to whatever it is that you want it to be. Thanks.
Kathy, you know, you always keep me looking for inspirational stories. And this is definitely one of those stories. I attempted to send it out to all of you, so I don't know how many of you got the opportunity before you came to the show to look at it. But based on what you've heard from me or what you may have seen if you looked at the material, what are your thoughts about what this man was able to accomplish?
Good afternoon, everybody. I was thinking about it as Dee was talking, and it's just like what he said. All things are possible, but you have to believe in yourself. And his perseverance, even when he was a janitor, was one that was seen by the people that were around him. And it's just like us when we are out and about and when we're interacting with people. Sometimes we can see something even better than where they are in them. And that's why we're supposed to pour into them. We're supposed to encourage them. We're supposed to tell them the greatness that we see in them. And that's what happened. The man saw greatness in him. The man saw beyond him being a janitor, even though that was his start. But the man saw that was not going to be his finish. So what he did is he was a cheerleader for him, and he pushed him to go a little higher. And sometimes that's all people need is a little push, somebody to say, yes, you can do it, because it's already inside of the people. They just need a little push sometimes. Everybody cannot just step out on faith. Sometimes they need a little push. And when we're placed in those places where we see those type of people, because that's something very unique, then we are supposed to give them a push, give them an encouraging word, to let them know that they can do it, to let them know they can go higher. That's what makes the world go round. And there are many others out there like that. This one was just one of the ones that was picked up and put out into the world for everybody to see. And it's a great story, because what it does is it encourages people who say, I don't know how I'm going to get to that next level, but this is a great story to say you can get to that next level. You can, if you don't give up, you can do anything you want, or anything that you believe you can do, you can do it.
And you know, it's, what it says is, even the principal who encouraged him saw something bigger than life in him. And thank God that he wasn't looking down his nose at Mr. Sooner. He was willing to see the brighter star and encourage him. You know, so my hat goes off also to the principal who was willing to look at one of his janitors and say, hey, you can be one of the professionals on this campus. You can be one of the people who open the minds and futures of these students, and I'd like to see you do something different. And just like you said, Kathy, we need to be the authors that assist other people in writing their books in terms of their future. And we can do that while we go around inspiring people who are around us, who cross our paths, and sharing with them the great things that they can accomplish outside of what they're doing at that present time. And that's what this story tells me. The story tells me that I can continue to do great things if I'm willing to make sacrifices. And I can encourage other people to look beyond their present circumstances and create and do some great things as well. RJ, what are your thoughts about that story? Were you able to get some previous information that I sent you, or you know, and what do you think about what this man accomplished?
I wasn't able to get additional information prior to now, but I want to say, Dee, while your mother may not have had a chance to see Obama become our first black president, and I say our first black because I think other blacks will follow him, I'm thankful for the work that she did through the NAACP. I mean, she took action, and obviously she lives through you, And we're thankful to her for all that she did. And thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. when I think about this story, Kathy and yourself are correct in saying that, you know, sometimes we just have to encourage or push, as Kathy said, people to take that next step. But I also commend that principal, like you said, because he respected no matter what title or position any member of the team had, he gave them all respect. And I think that's so important because sometimes we do get hung up on titles or positions. And we have to remember that that person is truly a person and he or she has good in them because they was created good. So we have to respect and we have to love. But I am inspired, and I thank you for sharing that story because during Black History Month, when we do take time to make sure that we're passing our Black heritage on to the next generation, and of course we should do it beyond February, but that's the date that's set aside, it's important to know that we have heroes and sheroes within our communities. We have heroes and sheroes within our families and our organizations because we have to know that history is anything that has passed. So currently we're living history, but by the time we're living history beyond this show, you know, by the time this show is over, all that we talked about is part of history. So thank you for sharing those that inspiring story, and I will hope that we can have others because people that's considered common, if you would, in quotation, are making a positive difference. Not everybody get a chance to be front and center on the stage and be nationally known, but each of us are capable of making a positive impact in the lives of others in which we come in contact with.
And one of the things we have to learn and understand, we're all given the same amount of time in a day. We have 24 hours. And what we choose to do with those 24 hours can impact our lives and go beyond our lives to impact other people's lives. And so we can't sit back and relax and just enjoy where we are. We can propel ourselves to a different level. And it is just amazing to me that there's so many stories out there to be told. And so when somebody sits back and says, woe is me, and, you know, I can't make it, or I'm not prepared or willing to hear that kind of foolishness. We're prepared and ready to go beyond where we are every morning that we wake up. And that story tells me, again, when you in your 30s and you've been doing something for 30-plus years that is below your capability, and then all of a sudden you wake up one morning, he woke up one morning and enrolled in college, finished his bachelor's degree, then went on and got his master's, and then worked his way up to principal. And while I was listening to the interview, he talked about being the school superintendent. And so in his 50s, he's still talking about elevating himself higher, and his principal was the one who initiated it. And he talked about how he could not forget his principal, who was the one that shared with him that he wanted him to be grading papers. He didn't say to him, I want you to go back to school. He told him he wanted him to be grading papers. So he already saw him graduating from school and saw him as a teacher. So he was looking way beyond just going back to school. Joyce, what are your thoughts about what this man accomplished and how he was inspired by a principal to get to the level that he's at now?
I think that's outstanding. Good afternoon, everybody. You know, a lot of times we really don't know what our self-worth is, and it takes someone like that principal to really kind of give him the nudge or just shine him up. It's just like being a diamond in the rough. He saw something there, and he shined it up, you know, and once he got a little taste of it that, hey, I can do this, look, he's unstoppable. You know, everyone has a sooner too within our families, you know, in honor of Black History. You know, we can start right at home too and start encouraging our young people, our older people, and let them know and bring out that history too, and let us know what, you know, use us for an example. Like, and if for the ones who feel that they can't do it, this is a perfect example, Mr. Sooner. Look what he did. And it's someone that you can relate to because he's on a level. He's probably on a level where, you know, someone, the average person can relate and say, hey, he started here, but look where he ended. So then also, too, we need to start looking within and start finding our Sooners and using our families, our friends or whatever to brush them up, you know, encourage them and let them, too, know that they can, you know, excel. So it's outstanding. I commend him 100%. Principal, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's just great to see something that a person who really saw something special, you know, in that person. And then for that person to realize that he was way more than what he really just passing through time, you know. But now he know he can contribute and he's going to make an impact. Fantastic.
And you know what goes even deeper than that? You know, if we really look at this, you know, you see the surface where this man was able to get 2 degrees and become a principal. But just think of it. How many times we've heard somebody say, man, I ain't going to be no janitor. I'm not going to sweep nobody's floors. I ain't going to start out at the bottom. And that's the point. Because you start at the bottom doesn't mean that's where you finish. And so the fact that he took that janitorial job was a gateway to where he is now because of the kind of people he was around. And I'm sure that principal wasn't the only person that encouraged him. And he was a highlight in those students' lives. As you listen at the interview, you can tell that he loved kids. And even as a janitor, he was encouraging the kids. So he knew he could encourage them even more if he was their teacher, and even more if he was the one that was the leader of the whole school. And so we have to start helping our kids to understand that no matter where you start at, that has nothing to do with where you're going to finish, and that the sky can still be the limit if you're willing to work hard enough to go there and not be ashamed of being a janitor or working at a McDonald's. You know, you can work, you can start flipping burgers and scooping fries, but then you can end up being a franchise owner. Wherever you start at does have nothing to do with where you finish. Lorenzo, what are your thoughts about that?
Good evening, good afternoon, everybody. But I thought it was a wonderful story, and it's really how I live my life. You know, even if I always told myself, if I had to start all over again and I got a job at McDonald's, I'm coming in with the mindset of I'm flipping burgers, but after about a month or two, I'm going to be lead supervisor. After that, I'm going to be supervisor. Then I'm going to be manager, and then I'm going to be running my own franchise. So, I like the mindset of it, and I encourage all young children, if they can get the mindset of it, wherever you start, I mean, where you finish at, just get with a company that's going to be around, you know, like working for the city, the state job, those jobs, and you can sit on that job 15, 20 years, and you know, no matter where you start at, you know, you can always raise from within, or you can go back to school while you're on it, like he did. He went back to school while he was cleaning bathrooms, and you can come out on top. You know, even he's not finished. He's saying he wants the superintendent job. So, you know, kudos to him.
And that's what we have to be about. That's what, you know, when people tell me or I hear somebody talk about woe is me and here I am, you know, I got to sell drugs or I got to do illegal things. I'm saying, no, first of all, you don't want to do anything that inhibits your future. And going to jail could inhibit your future. So what you want to do is start out making $7 or $8 or $9 an hour, but every day work toward increasing your salary. You know, and that's the thing I talk about to think about. You know, I've always had 2 jobs and 2 or 3 different sources of income, and I spent some time being a janitor or doing janitorial service. And I felt like I was in charge. When I was doing janitorial service, I felt like, hey, this is my business. I'm going out here, and the sky is the limit. You know, I read a book called The $1 Million Janitor. And, you know, I never did get my business to that point, but that's what I thought about it. That's how I felt about it. And I just understand that anything you're willing to do at a accelerated rate can get you to that status, and you just have to be willing to commit yourself to it. And that's why this story inspires me, because I know even at my age, you know, even when we get to our 50s, we can still be dreaming. And that's what I see in this story is, no matter how old I get, if I'm willing to wake up every morning and take positive steps toward my dream, they can still be a possibility. And we just have to remember and be honored by the kind of people who do these kind of things, so that we can share this information with young people who sometimes are blind to their possibilities. The future is in our young people, and on this show we want to always inspire the old and the young, and certainly this is one of those stories that can do that.
Yes, it is. And you know, for the past few weeks, we've talked a lot, and most of our conversations, the concept of taking advantage of the opportunity has always come into the conversation. And so, you know, when I first ran across your show, my dilemma was that you know, I was always trying to figure out what happened. We was on the verge of doing something great back in the 60s. Of course, I was a child at the time, but I can see where we was on the verge of doing something great. And in honor of Black History Month, and we just got through Dr. King's birthday, with his demise, everything went awry. And so opportunity was missed because, like scattering ants, we got distracted and went all our separate ways. And, you know, we spoke last night, or a couple of nights ago about all the turmoil in Chicago and things of that sort. So I think with this topic, it is a tremendous opportunity for us to start, and we're doing a great job because, you know, I like where we're coming from. But with everybody in the sound of our voice, take advantage of the opportunity. Give a kid or somebody a kickstart, you know, but with encouragement. My mama used to always say, when she was bringing us up, she used to always tell us, "I believe in you." And just that, with somebody else believing in you, even a kid with the bright eyes that have mayhem going on at the home. But there's a kid in that home that wants to push themselves out of that home. That reminds me of Gladys Knight. She came from the projects of Atlanta, Perry Home, drug-infested, welfare recipients, generations on down. And she said to herself, "I want out of here." And she made her way out of there and made it to superstardom. So, yeah, it can be done. And a lot of times, you know, it just take a kickstart, just to ignite a spark in a person's heart and in their being. So, you know, I like the opportunity that we're doing, and I appreciate the topic. Thanks.
And, you know, the thing that, you know, again, I want people to notice, a lot of times people have the idea that those people who went on to greatness somehow got a head start. Somehow they had an advantage. And certainly what Mr. Sooner shows us, he didn't have any distinct advantage. He was a man in his 30s. Cleaning up a school, and there is, I tell you, there is no worse environment to have to clean up every day, to clean up behind 200 or 300 children. You know, elementary school has about 200 to 300 to 500 young people, and those young people are not into keeping paper off the classroom floor, or keeping the bathroom clean. So a janitor is really, you know, the line of defense that keeps a school going, because he has to do that job every day and keep that place spotless. So every day when we restart school, it is in shape and in good shape. And so for a man to be in his 30s and turn his life around and turn the kids' life around just is just a miracle to me. And that kind of story just keeps me, I'm telling you, it's the kind of story you need to post on your wall and look at on a regular basis so you know that the sky is the limit. Right, Kathy?
You're absolutely right. And I wanted to actually go back to Dee concerning his mom and to let him know I as well honor his mom for her service, for what she has done for the community and whoever else she helped during that time. But what I was going to suggest, Dee, is maybe you should get her picture and write a little bio of her. And during Black History Month, go around and talk about it to people, you know, and maybe you can get it in the local newspaper and it could circulate and circulate and circulate until, you know, she's a part of the history, not only for the family, but for everybody else as well. So that's an honor to have that as a part of your lifespan. And then I wanted go back to our brother Lorenzo and let you know I'm still praying for your son, Lorenzo. He is heavy on my heart because when I pray for my sons, I also lift your son up as well and praying that the Lord will continue to cover and protect him until that change comes, because change is coming. And then I wanted to go to my sister Joyce to let you know I love you and that God is getting ready to favor you in that situation that you're dealing with. But the Lord just wants us to thank him during these times when we face these trials and their tests. That's all they are, tests to take you to the next level. But just know God has you, regardless of how it looks on the outside. God has you, and however he lets it work out, that's how he wants it to work out in your life. But just to continue to trust him, to let him know you love him, and I know you do, but I just want to tell you as a sister, my arms are reaching out to you right now, covering you, holding you as unto the Lord, and letting you know that God has you and he is going to work it out for your good. And that's what I wanted to say.
All right. But, Kathy, we know you are always the one to keep us spiritually in check and engaged. And, you know, we need that. And we need to, when I bring these stories up, I want you all to know it's because I know that there's a lot of power in our lives and in the lives of our listeners. And we need to be engaged. We need to be inspired. And we need to do the great works that our Creator has for us to do. I mean, we got some things to do. And we cannot allow anybody, not anybody, to sit on the sideline. Mr. Sooner was a janitor. We can't allow him to be no janitor. You know, he had to be about the Lord's business. And his business required him to reach another level of individuals. And that's what he's doing. And the same thing with us. My work is not finished. I retired as a school teacher, but I can't begin to believe that my job is over. And none of our jobs is over. Even those of us who are no longer in the corporate world, those who are in the corporate world, we have to look for opportunities outside of where we are to continue to do great works, because it's in our spirit to make it happen. And it's certainly in the spirit of our children. We need our children to recognize that their lives can't be lost in the mire of evil, in the mires of violence. their lives are too valuable and too important to spend time down there in the muck. We need them doing great things, and we have to be prepared and encouraged to make them do great things. Audrey, your thoughts about how we have to be prepared to just move on beyond where we are to the next phase of our lives.
Yeah, we do have to be prepared, and it take others to help us to prepare. And I want to just thank Kathy for spreading such encouragement and just a heartfelt prayers and just blessings in which she's bestowed on those on this show today. And, you know, sometimes we just have to pause for just a moment and realize we are making history, and what a great idea for, you know, as Kathy suggested, to tell the story of your mother and go beyond the family and have an article. And the way the social media is set up now, you know, it's very important that we tell our story. And just like I had said before, the things that President Obama accomplished, so many people will try to tear those down, but it's up to us to make sure that we articulate and never let people forget, that we keep that legacy alive and let our next generation understand that they too can achieve greatness.
And greatness is not just for ourselves. You know, sometimes people assume that greatness and reaching for the sky and the stars is just about you, but it's not just about you. Unless we take what God has given us, unless we take the potential inside of us to the next level, we can't bless other people around us. That principal was able to open the eyes of Mr. Sooner because his eyes were open. And those of us who can see can assist others who may be blinded by their own potential to see what kind of things they can achieve. So it is important for us to reach beyond ourselves, just like that principal did, and reach into the lives of people like Mr. Sooner and turn the switch on and let them be the ones who carry the legacy forth. And that's exactly what he did.
And James, let me just say, I'm believing that the principal didn't just have one conversation with Mr. Sooner. And I say that to say, let us be reminded that when we're pushing that gentle nudge and of a person to, you know, to succeed and have the strength to try and do more, that it takes us really showing and being committed to that act, meaning that it's not just one conversation. I'm sure during the course of his time, Mr. Sooner had some challenges and opportunities, and he could have given up, but I'm believing that the principal came right back and, again, encouraged him. You know, we see the end story, and it's something that when a person is going through something, you know, because you're living it right there, you just don't understand. But when it's all said and done and you go back and you can read it, it kind of goes quickly. But we have to be reminded that even every step of the journey is important. And we have to make sure that, again, when we're truly committed and investing in others, let's not be discouraged if we have to act more than once.
And, Joyce, we need to be prepared to be the ambassadors of the dream. Not only the ambassadors of our personal dream, but the ambassadors to other people's dreams who figure, you know, they don't have a dream. You know, some people out there don't even have a dream, and we got to encourage them to get one. And we have to be mindful not to be stepping on anybody's dream, you know, and always keep people encouraged. Don't you think that's true, Joyce?
Yes, I do. And thank you so much, Kathy. I love you so much. I really, really do. And I love you for keeping me there and keeping me in your prayers. And a lot of times people don't know what their worth are, and they don't know how people play a role in it. But this show has just really gave me the encouragement to hold on, and to grow, and to push forward, because through the journey, and I'm sure with Mr. Sooner, you know, it get hard. And you need soldiers and people behind you to give you that nudge and let them know that you can do that, because the devil is working so hard, and sometimes he put it out there that you cannot succeed. So this show has done a lot for me, and the people and your encouragement. I really thank you guys so much for that.
All right, we're going to go take a short break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation regarding the great accomplishments of Mr. Sooner and how we need to incorporate his spirit into our spirit.
Drumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my whole life with his words, killing me softly with his song.
Again, I always want to encourage those of you who are in the Central Florida area to come by and visit the Well-Built Museum at 511 West South Street. The hours are from 9 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday and Sunday by appointment. Call the museum at 407-245-7535, and you could always be, it'll always be available for you to come out and visit and see some of the history of the African-American history of the Orlando area. And those of you who are entrepreneurs, you need to be aware that there is office space upstairs for businesses, and you don't have the, your rent will include electricity, and you only have to have a phone and the internet when you move in to take care of business and take your business to the next level. So if you're interested in office space, please call 407-245-7535, and there are about 10 or 12 offices upstairs that are available for rent at this time. And so we want you to take advantage of that if you are prospective entrepreneurs or veteran entrepreneurs who are looking for a new office space. And this is near downtown Orlando, so it puts you in the center of everything. As we continue, I want to go to Lorenzo, who I think is an awesome entrepreneur and who is presently in school. So, Lorenzo, you're a lot like Mr. Sooner. You are just constantly going after your dreams and constantly looking to inspire young people and doing the kind of things that people just are not prepared to do even as they become older adults.
Yes, you know, I put it in my system after my divorce 20 years ago that, you know, God said if he did it for one, he'll do it for another, you know, that nobody has something that you can't achieve. You know, my favorite slogan was success in life is not being dealt the good hand, but taking the hand that you was dealt and utilizing it to your very best. So I live my life every day as somebody's watching me. So I inspire and motivate people to be the best they can be. And I guarantee you that principal who inspired that janitor and see where he has gotten, it's more joy in his heart to see that his words of encouragement didn't go in vain. And that's what I like to see. Even like with school teachers, can you imagine you see the kids that you taught on TV, anchoring shows, movie stars, basketball stars or whatever? You know what I mean? I like to see that part. I like to see people grow, you know, and come from the bottom. You know, everybody ain't going to have ain't destined to be millionaires. But, man, just taking wherever you at in life and becoming the best you that you can be and be happy and successful at that, that's amazing to me. So everything I do, everything that I do now is really so somebody, it can motivate somebody else that if I can do it, you can do it. If you can sell drugs, you got a sales pitch because it ain't easy selling drugs. You got to say mine is better than his, mine is bigger than his. You know, and if you can do that, you can take your, you can take and sell something legally. You can sell shoes, shirts, it's all kind of stuff. But you got to get out there with these people and talk to them daily, every day, and let them know you don't have to sell drugs to drive a nice car. You can do something. You can sell shirts at a store legally. So, you know, I'm just like to motivate people, and I like to be motivated as well.
And that's so true and so awesome is that we – have to remember, everybody don't start at the same place at the same time, but all of us need to be encouraged and need to encourage others to seek out their dreams and their destiny and be a positive force in this world that we exist in. So, again, I take my hat off to not only Mr. Sooner, but his principal, because they, the bond between them allowed him to go to greatness. And that's what we need to be seeking to do is taking people from wherever they are and encouraging them and ourselves to move to a different place, a different level. And, Kathy, I know that you do that a lot with your nonprofit, that you are just out there encouraging young kids that somebody loves them and wants the very best for them, and we want to see them maximize their potential. Kathy, are you with us? Dee, don't you think that's what we need to be doing, and helping people to maximize their potential and to move on further than they even thought possible?
Oh, most definitely there, James. I think, you know, that's actually our purpose in life. I think that we as humans across the board are easily distracted. I know I have been in my time, in my life. And, you know, and looking back, had I paid more attention and not been distracted by the obvious things in life and just stayed focused, I will be in a different position, but that's okay, because I know that I have the power through God's grace to rewrite my story. And I want to thank the Fantastic Four, and I see how they got their name now. I want to thank the Fantastic Four for giving me the idea to tell my mom's story, and it's a great story. And I've been telling it to small pockets, to people that would listen, but to put it out in a broader fashion, I think that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And so I want to thank them for that idea. But, yes, we are supposed to be taking advantage of the opportunity, and I want to thank the brother Lorenzo, and my hat goes off to him for what he's done and what he's doing. And I'd like to encourage more men of all races and all colors to encourage each other. Now, that's key, for a man to encourage another man, because men have a tendency to want to be harder than hard all the time. And to tell another brother or another man that I love you for what you do is abnormal, so they say. But I have no problem in doing that. And Lorenzo, I want to tell you, brother, that I appreciate you. I love you, and I appreciate you for coming on this show and sharing your story. I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Andre, you being in the corporate world, what does this say about your role that you play in those who are underneath you, and how many people you can inspire to go back to school and move up in the corporate world in a way that would be just as astounding as Mr. Sooner?
Well, I feel I have a responsibility to make sure that I'm helping not only those that's directly in my impact, but if I can in any way, again, whether that's a mentor or a coach or, you know, providing advice or sharing experiences, we're responsible for that because, in essence, I'm not in a position for myself. You know, I'm blessed to be in a position, yes, but I do know that any of us that are blessed, we are there so that we could bless others. And I have to know that, you know, those that's coming behind me, I have to make sure that I do my very best so that it would present opportunities for those that's coming behind me. But I do, I have self-imposed upon myself to make sure that in any way I can to make sure that I help others, because I mean that was just part of the way that our family was raised. We help. I think Joyce shared the story about our older sister when we were talking about, you know, heroes and sheroes, and she stated that, you know, in our family our older sister was the one that left and went up to Minneapolis, Minnesota, and from that point she reached back and made sure that the ones behind her was helped. And then that one would reach back and help the one behind. So that's all I know. And I just think that we are responsible for doing that because we're responsible for leaving a legacy and leaving whatever place we are in better than the way we found it. And that means setting a foundation for those to come behind us to do better.
And every day is an opportunity for us to move forward and dealing with the impacting the lives of others while we move forward to challenge ourselves. So we kind of got a dual role where not only are we supposed to challenge others and help them to move on toward their purpose, but we are to keep ourselves inspired as we move forward to reach our goals and our destiny. You know, I always think getting to the top does not require you stepping on others. You know, so often people think that getting to the top means I have to put my foot on somebody else's head or somebody else's shoulder and press them down as I move forward. But that doesn't have to be the case at all. As we're going, moving toward our destiny, we can certainly keep others encouraged in regards of moving to their destiny. And as we move to our destiny, we will be the light for others to see their way to the top. What do you think about that, Dee?
I'm sorry, James. If you will, come back to me at closing, and I will have a comment for you.
Okay, all right. All right. And so that's what's important to me. I know, Lorenzo, you and I talk a lot here in the Orlando area about what it is that we need to do to get to the top. But me trying to get to the top doesn't prohibit you getting to the top. We just need to just keep each other encouraged and inspired. Isn't that not right?
That's correct, and that's all it takes. Like here on the show, I've got more praises and motivation from the people that I really don't even know than I do the people I help each and every day, you know. And I think we need that because we even though people think we already arrived and we so rich and we so got it going on, we still would love to hear somebody say thank you, I appreciate you, or some encouraging words. So I think if that's what we want to hear, then that's what we need to do more of as well.
Yeah, it is so important to not get so self-absorbed that the only person you think about is your own welfare. You have to think about the welfare of others and recognize that people have feelings and that they at different times, at different places, they need you to intervene in their lives and to assist them and getting to the next level or keeping their eyes focused on what the prize is. And so often we misguided by our own individual focus that we're not seeing the need to be a positive force in the lives of others. I'm going to take another short break, and then we'll come back and we'll get the final word from everybody.
Just a thought, January 30th, 2017. I am a Democrat. I will be a Democrat beyond the existence of my physical being. I am a liberal because living in the past does not work for those that I serve. I believe in liberal causes because as I better understand the world, I understand the need for change. I live to honor humanity, to serve people who seem unable to grasp the life we should all have. I see the inequity of treatment and desire to see it abolished. The need for the blind to see has never been more necessary. Those who fight for the status quo cling to an era that turns the invisible visible. Embracing wrong can never give one a positive result. The fight for the weak can never be seen as embracing the defeat. We have to rectify the issues that are created by the human trait of racism and supremacy. My God is the creator of all things and the maker of humanity. My view of the world is in line with my purpose as a Democrat. I will not be ashamed of my love for people and the fight to make life equal. We all deserve better opportunities to learn and the chance to live life free of infirmities. We deserve to live free of the creation of Donald Trump. This is James T. Deshay, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection. The show is brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in at 657-383-0309. We no longer can reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we be out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and the future. This show has been established for your voice to be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay. I look forward to you writing to me at djames82@aol.com. That's djames82@aol.com. Let me know what issues you would like to address on my radio show.
Calling in my show and all of the opinions that you share that keep us moving in the right direction. We're now living in an environment where we can't sit on the sidelines. We have to be prepared and able to participate in this environment so that we can make a difference in the world. We can't sit back and watch things go by as the world goes in a direction that may not be the positive direction we wanted. So we have to participate. This new vehicle gives an opportunity to us for our voices to be heard loud and clear. So I encourage you to call 657-383-0309 Monday through Fridays at 6 p.m. And in March, we're going to be having our weekend shows at 8 p.m., but right now, Saturdays at 8 p.m. is our Saturday show that you call in at 657-383-0309, and on Sundays right now, we're at 6 p.m., but that will be changing in March to 8 p.m., and we want it to be so that we can encourage more people to participate in our show. We want you to call in and give your opinions. We want you to be a part of this movement that we're trying to create so that we can create a world or an environment that is conducive to all people, not just to white America, not just to black America, but to all Americans. We want to be a part of the solution. There are issues that we need to deal with. There are things that we need to get a handle on. And there are some internal issues in our communities that we have to be willing to fix as well. So we have to be in a place that we can get solutions and get suggestions that can be implemented in our communities and throughout our country. And so I just want to ask you, as always, as we near the end of the show, I want everybody to give me their final opinion about where we are and what they're thinking about, and we call it the final word. So, Kathy, are you back with us so you can give us your final word?
James, are you there?
I got you on, Kathy. Go ahead.
Okay, so I just wanted to say that, we have come a long way, and sometimes during the different things that happen in the world, it may seem that we have been set back, but we're actually set. It is just a setup for us to move forward in what we have been called to do. And thinking back to Martin Luther King days and going forth to the president, Barack Obama, and going forth in history, we have come a long way, and we are continuing to go. And even with the story that you presented today, that shows you that we are able to do anything that we set our minds to. There are going to be distractions, and there are going to be obstacles in our ways, but the main thing is for us not to never, ever give up.
And you're so right. That is the main thing. Keep it moving forward. Keep ourselves focused on the prize and be guided by our Creator's light. Andre, your final thoughts for today? Are you with us, Andre?
We have so much to be thankful for. And let us just be encouraged that any opportunity presents itself, let us embrace that opportunity to not only encourage those that we're familiar with, but encourage those that cross our path such that our future will be brighter. And again, James, I want to thank you for having the show so that we can have our voices heard, because each one telling a story has a great voice, and what a great story to tell. It's so good just to get to know so many experiences and thoughts. So thank you for allowing us to have this platform.
Thank you, Audrey, for participating and being one of my great supporters. The Fantastic Four are with me almost every day, and they provide so much positive information and have such beautiful spirit. And we wanted to encourage others to come in and participate as well. Lorenzo, your final thought for today?
Awesome stories, awesome voices. I always believe in, they have a love thy loved one day. Let's have a love thy enemy day. Encourage somebody and let them know people don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. Let's encourage people to do their very best at no matter what they're doing.
And you're so right. We need to understand that our success does not depend on the failure of others, that we can encourage others to succeed while we are looking for a solution ourselves and looking to bask in our potential and in our purpose. We can live in success and live in our purpose while we're encouraging others to live in theirs. I want to continue to ask all of you to visit my website, www.jamestdeshay.com. That's www.jamestdeshay.com. Add to your personal library my two books, Passion desire and contemplation, thoughts, love, and reflection, and I can guarantee you'll be pleased and happy with the thoughts that you'll read in both of those books. I also want to ask you to email me at djames82@aol.com. That's again, djames82@aol.com, and share with me the kind of stories you'd like to hear. Let me know what you're thinking and what you would like to express on the show. We're open to all kinds of ideas. We respect people's beliefs, and we want to encourage all of you to have a place, to allow this to be the place where your voice can be heard loud and clear and unfiltered. We respect people, and we want to encourage all people to call into the show. White America, Black America, Chinese America, Hispanic and Latino Americans, all of you are welcome and to call in, and your voices and opinions will be respected. The number is 657-383-0309. That is Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And on Saturdays, it is 8 p.m. But starting in March, both Saturday and Sunday will be 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Monday through Friday will be 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And again, the number is 657-383-0309. We want to be a force in America. We want America to hear what our opinions are, and we want to speak for ourselves and let people know that our opinions are worth being heard, and we are going to fight for the opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others. Take care, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow at 6 p.m.
And made each one come true. Something no one else had ever found a way to do. I've kept the memories one by one since you took me in. I know I'll never love this way again.
Just a Thought, February 5th, 2017. As I view the world around me, I come to understand how much I lost when I was unable to reach beyond the surface of your being. The wall that stood before me didn't allow me the opportunity to cross over to the other side. Now I'm left with what could have been. The loss is permanent and unforgettable. The moments that are not filled with you are very few, and the void is deep. The value of what was shared can't be tossed aside or forgotten. Moving on is just words that don't come with instructions. My heart is unable to take the necessary steps to recover. I'm left with the misfortune of loving someone that required more than I was able to give. Now the darkness is beyond my ability to see, and I tightly hold on to yesterday, knowing that it can't be my tomorrow. My future will never know the love of my past, so I sit quietly, hoping the pain will melt away and allow me to see the comfort of the sun again. This is James T. Deshaies, the host of Thoughts, Love, and Reflection, brought to you 7 days a week, Sunday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock p.m. West Coast Time, Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. West Coast Time. Call in to 657-383-0309. We can no longer reside in the shadows of life. It is a must that we are out in front of the issues that impact our lives now and in the future. Please visit my website, www.jamestdeshaies.com, and also write me at djames82@aol.com. Let me know what you would like to discuss on our radio show. This show is an opportunity for all of us to have a voice.